USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden spoke publicly in Georgia on Tuesday, formally endorsing a change to Senate rules that would ease the passage of new voting rights legislation.
Gives me no satisfaction in saying that as an institutionalist, as a man who was honored to serve in the Senate. But as an institutionalist, I believe that the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has set January 17th as his deadline for votes on legislation tied to voting rights. Shortages at U.S. grocery stores are increasing. The shortages are widespread, impacting produce and meat as well as packaged goods. The Consumer Brands Association said the unavailability rate, which is typically 5 or 10%, is hovering at 15%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
In a follow-up story, a Maryland man has a second lease on life thanks to a medical breakthrough.
A Maryland man has lived for 3 days with a pig heart beating inside of his chest. 57-year-old Dave Bennett agreed to be the first to risk the experimental surgery performed at the University of Maryland Medical Center. In the nine-hour surgery, doctors replaced the heart with one from a one-year-old 240-pound pig, gene-edited and bred specifically for this purpose. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is putting an estimated $750 million towards school meal programs this year due to higher food costs and supply chain issues. The School Nutrition Association represents more than 50,000 school nutritional health professionals and cited supply chain disruptions and staffing shortages as early as August 2021. With this budget, the USDA said it expects the purchasing power of schools to be in line with the cost of living. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The city of New Orleans is reinstituting a mask mandate just ahead of Mardi Gras.
The city of New Orleans is reinstating a mask mandate just weeks before the start of Mardi Gras as a way of stopping a surge in COVID-19 cases. Health Director Jennifer Avenjo saying hospitalizations have risen by a factor of 7.
There are no beds. If you go to an emergency department right now, expect to wait 6, 10, 12 hours to be seen just to get back to the emergency department.
A city spokesman saying on Tuesday that the action is needed to allow parades to roll through the famed French Quarter. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Authorities and witnesses say a pilot crash-landed a medical helicopter without loss of life near suburban Philadelphia on Tuesday. The pilot somehow avoided a web of power lines and buildings as the aircraft fluttered, hit the street, and slid into bushes outside of a church. Rescue crews rushed to the crash around 1 p.m. and helped pull the pilot, two crew members, and an infant patient out of the aircraft. None of them sustained life-threatening injuries. And in related news, the American Red Cross says the U.S. blood supply is still at a dangerously low level and donations are needed. The American Red Cross supplies 40% of the nation's medical care blood supply. To schedule an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.